003, file 003. We're starting Hilchos Tefillin now. Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Tefillin. Simen Chaf Zayin, Chaf Hey. Simen Chaf Hey. Dinei Tefillin Bepratos. In detail. Acha Shalavas Talos Mitzuyas. After you put on your talus, the talus comes first. We'll see why in the Mishnah. And then we'll have in the Mishnah Berurah. You put on your talus first, then your Niach Tefillin. Malin Bekodesh. So who's Malin Bekodesh? In other words, first of all, Tefillin has Kedusha associated with it. Sheimus of Hashem, it's written on a cloth with Dioi. It's Kedusha. Tzitzis, we learned yesterday, we're going to be throwing out tzitzis that became posel, stop throwing it out. There's no Kedusha, it's a Tashmish Mitzvah, but there's no Kedusha associated with tzitzis. So right there, there's a Milan Bekodesh that we move up a step from tzitzis to tefillin because we're moving up in Kedusha. The Bir Halacha points out in the very first Bir Halacha, I mean, what do you mean Milan Bekodesh? There's two objects here, tzitzis and tefillin. So the person, Milan Bekodesh is the person. The person is going up a Madrega in Kedusha. You're not dealing with the objects, you're dealing with the person. Look at the lashon of the Bir Halacha. The first Bir Halacha says, at first he's covering himself with just a kisui of a mitzvah, just a mitzvah, and through the tefillin, he's makasher asasmo bekesher hayichud v'hakadusha. I think we should have the boys should sit on a special table. Come on, let's go. I got my youth fan club. Come on, okay, sit on a special table. Let them sit here. Let them sit in the front. Let them sit with me. It's okay, it's only for a couple of nights. Come on, let's go. So you hear Kedusha has tefillin associated with it, and tzitzis doesn't. So when you put on tefillin, you're hooking up with Ribono Shel Olam. Right? You're tying yourself. You have to look at books and svarim that explain how you makasha yourself with Ribono Shel Olam. And that has to do with Kedusha. So that's why tzitzis is first. You put on talus cotton, certainly is first, but even you see people put on their talus first and then tefillin. Okay, and therefore, the haminichin kis ha-tefillin va-talus l'toch kis achas, if you put your tefillin bag and your talus into one bag, notice the machaber said you put your tefillin bag and your talus into one bag. You can't put your tefillin and talus into one bag because the tefillin is more kadosh. You can't use the tefillin, you can't just put tefillin and talus into a bag because the tefillin and talus can't share a bag. So that's why the machaber was careful to say you put the tefillin bag and the talus into one larger bag.
Why can't they share a bag?
Because it's something that's miyuchat for tefillin can't be used for talus. It's too kadosh because of the kedusha of tefillin. But once the tefillin has its own kiss, then.
What if it's miyuchat for the talus and you're adding that?
That's a problem. Yeah. If you're putting it in straight, that's a problem. So when you do that, so now here's the problem. We just learned that you have to put on your talus first and then your tefillin. But there's another din, ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. That when you come across a mitzvah, so you have to do the mitzvah that comes up first. And that's a real din. It's not a joke. It's like a powerful din. You mamash have to do it. So here there's a problem. If you put in your tefillin bag not carefully, and you open your talus bag, and lo and behold, your tefillin is there first, so you're not allowed to pass over the tefillin in order to put on the talus. You have a problem. On one hand, you have to put on the talus first, then the tefillin, because of the rule we just learned of ma'alin b'kodesh. You have to move up in kedusha. On the other hand, there's a rule of ein mavir in ala mitzvahs. So which rule is more powerful? So surprisingly, the rule of ein mavir in ala mitzvahs is more powerful. And even though you'll say it's embarrassing, you'll look at people in shul in the morning. A guy comes in, he opens his talus bag, and let's say his tefillin was there first. He reaches in, and his hands touch the tefillin bag first. You know, no way I'm putting on my tefillin first. No way I'm doing that. Everybody's going to think something's wrong with me. So we'll see. He has to do it. He has to overcome that feeling of embarrassment. We're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah wonders that if it's really, really embarrassing, so is this a real, maybe it's a din derabbanan only of Ein Ma'avir and Al HaMitzvahs. And if it's a din derabbanan and you're really embarrassed, sometimes we can push aside a din derabbanan for Kavod HaBriyos. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ur HaLacha talk about this, and they end up, no. They end up either maybe it's a din d'oraisa Ein Ma'avir and Al HaMitzvahs, or this is not a very powerful embarrassment. It's just, you know, you feel funny, that's all. And therefore, your mamish have to do that. Now, there are eitzes. I'm really going ahead. There's eitzes. There's eitzes given, because according to the Zohar, according to Alpi Kabbalah, you're really supposed to put on your tzitzis first, the talis first. Not just because of Milam Makodesh. Like, that's the order of things. There's an order. When there's a specific order, you don't really say, in Mavir and Allah Mitzvahs. There's an order in which you're supposed to do it. And the order is supposed to be tzitzis and then tefillin. So there are, we'll talk about maybe eitzes. When we get up to there in the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see eitzes. Because there's always a rule. For example, you could you say things come first when you're doing both of them now. But let's say you decide, you know what, I'm not going to put on talis or tefillin now. I'll put it on in 5 minutes. I'm going to say brachos first. And then you put the talis in front of the tefillin, and you forget about them both, so to speak, and you say your brachas for 5 minutes, 3 minutes, that's most of your spot. You know, you're not putting it on now. You just forget about it. And you say your brachas. And then you finish brachas, you go, oh, talis is first. So that's an eitzah, if it's embarrassing. But it's good to know that the din of Ein Ma'avir and Al HaMitzvahs is a powerful din, and it would overcome Milam B'Kodesh, and you would really have to put on your tefillin first in such a case. So that's what the Mechaber says. If you put your kiss on tefillin and talis into one kiss, which we do, tzrichin lizar, you have to be careful, shlo yaniach kiss on tefillin l'mala, don't put the tefillin on top. Now he means on top that when you open the bag, it's right there. The problem is you're not supposed to put your tefillin on the bottom either, because it's not covered for the tefillin to put it under the talis. So you have to put it on the side. So what I do is you put your tefillin on top, but the talis juts out. Now, it doesn't matter if the tefillin's on top. If the talis juts out, so when you open the zipper, you put the talis is right there. So it doesn't matter if the tefillin's on top, it's further back. So you put the tefillin on top, and you make sure the talis is jutting out. So you hit the talis first when you open the zipper. You guys,
no talis,
have to worry about. Yeah, but what happens if you touch the tefillin shel rosh first? That's a problem also, because then you also have an Ein Ma'avir and Al HaMitzvahs. So there we'll see that even though Ein Ma'avir and Al HaMitzvahs, but the din to put on the tefillin shel yad first is more powerful even than Ein Ma'avir and Al HaMitzvahs. So you have to be careful not to put yourself in a position where you'll have to be Ma'avir Al HaMitzvahs because of the din to put on tefillin shel yad first. So you do have to always remember which side the tefillin shel yad is on and move your hand to that side first so that you shouldn't be over the din of Ein Ma'avir and Al HaMitzvahs. If it happens that you touch the tefillin shel rosh first, or that came first, or it was jutting out, or you put it on the wrong side, you got mixed up and you took out the tefillin shel rosh first, then you have to be Ma'avir Al HaMitzvahs to put on the tefillin shel yad first. Okay, but we're learning now about talis. Don't you guys, none of you guys put on a talis? No? No Yankees here? Okay, you put on a towel, no? Thomas's, no? Tzrichin lizor, tefillin l'mala, kadei shlo yifka, you shouldn't reach ben tchila, the historic la'anichim, and then you'll have to put on the tefillin before the talis, kodem ha'talis, kadei shlo yavar ala mitzvah, and you'll be embarrassed, so you don't want that to happen. Ago, mihu matfilin l'zumonim biyodo, the ein lo tzitzis, so we say you should put on the tzitzis first, the talis first, but let's say you have the tefillin, and you don't have a talis. Ein tzarech lahamtin al hatzitzis. You don't have to wait. Put it on now. Elamaniach tefillin ukshimavim talis ma'atfo. In other words, you shouldn't wait for the talis. You should start davening, put on the tzitzis, and start davening. There's no din. If they're both here, so the talis is first and the tefillin is second. But if only the tefillin is here, so put on the tefillin and get going. Mishnah Berurah. Achar shalavash. First comes talis, then tefillin. Sometimes the talis is only mechuyev and tzitzis midrabbanan. You're going she'ula if you borrowed it. Achar shloshim yom. Uchanis kolel b'sunin yudalid b'chol kiyay gavna. Gam ken yesh lahagdimo l'tfilin. It also comes before the tefillin. So really it's funny because in the context of the mechaber, it's not a chiddush, it's kolshke. Because the mechaber's context is malin b'kodesh shvein moridim, right? So it was only chayiv v'derabbanon, so it's certainly malin b'kodesh. But the Mishnah Berurah means the basic halacha of tzitzis first and then tefillin. So you would think, wait a second, when the tzitzis is only midrabbanan, then shouldn't a mitzvah d'oraisa come before a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Just in the pecking order. That should come first. You have two mitzvahs to do, so the mitzvah d'oraisa should be first. That's what he says, no. It's talus and then tefillin, even if the talus is only midrabbanan. Yoniach tefillin after the talus. Imi shen yod ma'asegas lik no tzitzis and tefillin. You can't afford both. Ichriyu achronim the tefillin kodmin. Why tefillin? More important than talis. Why poshut? Ki tzitzis who rak. It's not so poshut because some achronim argue. So I guess it's not that poshut. Ki tzitzis who rak mitzvah and yesh kol talis alar bakanfos. Tzitzis is not. You don't have to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. We do it because it says in Gemara you should do it. If you have a beggar of four kanfos, you have to put on tzitzis. But you not have a beggar of four corners. We do it special because the Gemara says, or else Hashem gets angry, etc., etc. But Lamaisa, it's not a mitzvah that you have to go do every day. You only have to do it if you have a beg in the four corners.
Is he talking, if we have this, the little one under the
No, he's talking even without that. That's for sure. He's talking about if you only have money for even a talis cotton or tefillin. Utfillin hu tchova. If you don't wear tefillin, terrible, terrible thing. If you could spend money on a nice talis or on a good pair of tefillin, maybe even those silver ataras, you know, it costs a lot of money. So when it comes to tefillin, people want to cut corners, no pun intended. Actually, when it comes to tzitzis, they should cut corners. And they wouldn't be mechuyev in tzitzis at all to cut the corner. Anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah says, spend more money for tefillin, for a nice pair of tefillin, than to buy and buy an atara for your talis, or to buy a beautiful talis. Tefillin kol mil chuli alma. Certainly tefillin, it's kadosh, and a nicer pair of tefillin comes first. V'olam d'chsholin b'zeh. Apparently in the Mishnah Berurah's times, people would spend more money, maybe on the Atara. It's hard to imagine that tzitzis cost more than tefillin. But maybe on the silver, on the Atara, they spent a lot of money. Mishen yodu masegas liknos tzitzis u tefillin. Ein mechuyiv lachzor al apsochim kedei liknosan. The truth is, if you don't have money, you're not mechuyiv to borrow money to do a mitzvah. That's the truth. You're not mechuyiv to. Except what? There's one mitzvah we just had that you're mechuyiv to borrow money to do. Right, very good, excellent. When there's persume nisa, you're mechuyev to borrow money to do the mitzvah. You hear for tefillin, you're not mechuyev to borrow money to do the mitzvah of tefillin. You don't have money, so you're potter, you're an itis. You're right, but still persume nisa is something that tops everything, and you have that's the chiddush of that did. It's really not in the Gemara. The Rambam says it. The Rambam got it because the Gemara says it by arba kosos, that the people who give out stokka should give the oni money for arba kosos. So the Rambam extrapolates from there that for persume nisa you have to even have to borrow money and go to great lengths for a mitzvah d'oraisa. Ironically, you're an onus. I mean, you could spend the money, but you're called an onus if you don't have money. There's a certain amount of money you have to spend to do a mitzvah. A losaseh, you have to give up all your money, not to be over a losaseh, not to talk one word of lashon hara. You have to be prepared to give up all your money, but that's for a lot. For an aseh, has limits. But that's so. Really, you don't have to spend. You don't have to beg for money to buy a pair of tefillin. Avo mishayodu maseges. But if someone has money and he just goes around borrowing someone else's tefillin, we don't know from this because we're all rich. But there were a time when Jews were poor, and this was a good yetzahara, not to buy a pair of tefillin and borrow it every day. But that's a terrible thing to do. If you can afford it, and you just rely on borrowing it from someone else. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out on the bottom. I don't know if everybody has the footnote that you're probably not going to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin properly if you end up borrowing tefillin every day, because it's not going to fit, and you're going to put it in the wrong place, especially the Shel Rosh. It's not going to fit. You're not going to know how to make it smaller, bigger. You're not going to bother making it smaller, bigger. So the Mishnah, so on the bottom, he writes a footnote that it's anyway not a good idea to borrow it as a general rule, because you're going to end up putting it, you're going to end up not wearing tefillin. Yeah. No, of course. You, you know, today you borrow tefillin if you're stuck, but you have to make sure it fits. It's very, very important. It's good. For, you know, kids are good. Older people are like, you should learn how to make the knot. You all know with the tefillin shel rosh how to make it bigger or smaller. It's a great thing to know how to do. It's going to come in handy in life. Kids, are, you know, you guys are sharp kids. You go take a picture book, ask someone to show you, not this rabbi, and you learn how to make it bigger and smaller. It's a great thing to learn how to do. Where does it have a good picture showing you how? I think in the back of Taimim Minhagim. If you have a Taimim Minhagim at home, in the back of Taimim Minhagim, there's very clear pictures. What?
Also the book called Tefillin.
Yeah, the picture of how to make it bigger and smaller. An English book, Tefillin? Okay. It's a great thing to know how to do. And when you're young, you know, you pick it up quickly. When you're an old man, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. But when you're young, it's going to come very much in handy. Learn how to make the tefillin shel rosh bigger and smaller. And there's two types of knots. Learn in each knot. Some people have a dalet, and some people have like a box, a mem. There's no yud in the back. There's either what's called a dalet or a... What do they call it? Yeah, it's either a box or a dalet. Or $2. It's either $1 or $2. Let's go. Learn it, okay? That's your homework assignment. Learn how to make the tefillin shel rosh bigger and smaller. In 1 week, I'm bringing in a pair of tefillin, and you're going to be tested on it. It's a great thing to know. No, because you can do it for your parents, for people in shul. You'll see people don't know what to do. It's a great thing to know how to do. It's going to help you, really. You'll become the most popular guy in the shul. Shelo yifka. You shouldn't reach... Make sure you maneuver the talus and the tefillin in the bag so that you should not reach the tefillin first, because then you'll have to put it on first. Pirish, afilu lo yochos ben biyodo. We're not talking about if you touch it with your hand, but just it's first in your line of, you know, you stretch out your hand and the tefillin are there first. You didn't touch the tefillin. That's also a mavir and ala mitzvahs. Rak lefi hoshatas yodo, according to the way he stretched out his hand, hey, munochin lefal of tchila. He's going to bump into the tefillin first. Ein mavir and aleim. That's called ein mavir and ala mitzvahs, and you have to do that first. The tzorach lagdima. Now comes a loophole. V'cholze dafkem rotzul aniach ato hatfillin. If you want to put on the tefillin now, and you want to put on the tzitzis now, so you have to put on the tefillin first because ein mavir and ala mitzvahs. If that's what you reach first. Avol amadayin ein rotzul anichem raklach hazman. If he's not holding by putting on the tefillin now, and you could always say, okay, I'm going to put on the tefillin in 5 minutes. I'm not holding by doing it now. So that's like a loophole. L'shayich b'zei mavir na l'mitzvus, which is what I keep insisting to the people in shul, that they don't believe me, that there's no problem of davening musaf first and then mincha, even if on Simchas Torah, when we now have mincha and musaf to daven, and you're supposed to daven mincha first, because of tadr v'sheinu tadr tadr kaidah. But if you're not holding by davening mincha now, because Zman Mincha is 5 o'clock, so there's no problem. You don't have to worry about it. So nobody believes me. But now you see the Mishnah Berurah says it about Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs.
Just because the shul has on the law?
Yeah, we're not davening mincha now.
That's enough.
That's, you don't even need that. You could even make believe. You could say, okay, we'll daven mincha later. Even if you were going to daven mincha now. But now you feel funny davening mincha first. You say, okay, we'll daven mincha later.
Or if you say, you know, I always daven after the meal.
Yeah, but if you taka always do it, then mamish, there's no problem. It's not even a loophole. It's totally true. That you're not holding by doing both.
They go by the calendar.
You go by the rav. Always go by the rav. Yisarech l'hanicham. You'll have to put it on before the talus. Nearly poshut. Look what can happen to a person. Mishnah Berurah says, in this bottle of beso, if a person's davening at home, he has, let's say, 106 fever. Otherwise, you have to be in shul. For Rosa Laniach Talos Tefillin, and he's going to daven, and he's in a room, with the Tefillin, and the Talos is in a different room, that's also called a Mavir and Alam Mitzvos. and he has to put on the tefillin first. Ubutocheder shalafon of munachat tefillin, ubutocheder acher in another room munachat talis, torek lamiachat tefillin bereisha, kadesh lo yavar ala mitzvahs. Achrei tefillin nuzumonim lafon of tchilim, because the tefillin are there first. Ba'afshelo notel adayin tefillin biyodo, he didn't take in his hands yet. And it's a Gemara, he brings a riot for Gemara and Yuma. Okay. Kodem atalis, he has to put it on before the talis if he reaches it first. The Ovar v'hinicha miyodu v'notel atalis. Oh, don't make this mistake. You pick up the tefillin. You'll say, I gotta put it on first. I'm not putting it on first. You put it down, you take the talis. And you say, you know, that's wrong. Really, I'm supposed to put on the tefillin first. So you want to put down the talis and then take the tefillin back. Don't do that. Now you're holding the talis. So you'll do it again. You'll be over in Mavir and Allah Mitzvahs. Now that you're holding the talis, put on the talis. Shuv osur la'ozdo v'litol ha'tfilin. It's osur to say, to go back to the tfilin. So now you're holding the talis. Okay. The ain lo tzitzis, afilu holich v'lit dalat kanfos. If you don't have tzitzis at all, even if you don't have four-cornered beged, v'koshken zimen ogena d'kolechot zor b'talis cotton, you certainly don't have to wait for your talis. You can start davening with your tefillin. Ain't tzarech leishen mashen es ha-mitzvah. Don't delay the mitzvah. Avol pi sheyesh loma sheyasach hakach yesu min ha-mufchor. Oh, we'll put on the talis first. That's great. Mitzvah b'shait l'chaviva. Right now you have a mitzvah to do. Go do it. V'chein b'shtodah v'shein ha-todah d'chem ha-todah koydim. Emein ha-todah l'foneinu. Ain't tzarech l'hamtim. Okay. What did I want to see? The business about embarrassing is a good thing to see. Yeah, the look at the beer halacha on the yitzorech lahanicham. The beer halacha, the beer maskel, the yitzorech lahanicham will have to put on the tefillin first if that's what he comes across first. The beer maskel, the yitzorech lahanicham. The last beer halacha on this sif. Lachori yesh la'ayin. In Poshat, okay, though that's too complicated. I wanted to learn about the embarrassment one. I don't see it now. Where was the one about even if you're embarrassed? Oh, I'm sorry. That's an important bir halacha, but it's too complicated for us to learn. In the second bir halacha, divir maschul shelo yanichu, in the middle, okay, towards the end, like around the middle, vafilu amira lekain, even if this happened in Kriyoshim bebeis haknesses, he's in shul, barabin, you know, everybody's in the morning, everybody's putting on their talis first. Well, this bayish hagadezer, he'll be embarrassed if he puts on his tefillin first. Mr. Pikna, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm not sure if you can be makil. Achrei demasik benishmas odom beklal samaches, in the nishmas odom, that's written by the chayei odom, and the prima godom say that the din of a mavirin ala mitzvahs is a din Torah. It's not a derabbanon, it's not a nice minhag, it's not a nice custom, a nice thing to do. It's a din d'oraisa. Where do you learn that a mavirin ala mitzvahs from? Mitzvah, it's like mitzvah boliot, chaltach mitzema. Right? Shmartim is hamatzos. Upor posak v'shulchan aruch liel soy tzimun yud gimel, the devar Torah ain't nitcha that may cover a brios b'chol gavne. A dindi, a raisa is not pushed aside, even for embarrassment. A dindi rabbanon, we find in the Gemara, is sometimes pushed aside because of covered abrios, but not a dindi a raisa. Im lo b'gnai godol, sometimes, like huge embarrassment, can push aside a sheva al taisa of the oraisa, and leishe belitalis afilus man oruch. But he says we had before even to sit in a shul without a talis at all. They were more only called a small embarrassment. So here, just for a couple of minutes, you'll be only with your tefillin. People are embarrassed. There's no question that you'll see a guy putting on his tefillin first and then his talis. It's embarrassing. Okay, but so let's go over. The Mishnah Berurah paskens too big. You have to put on your tefillin first. It is embarrassing. There are achronim even though it's not the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah is the Mishnah Berurah. But there are achronim that say that really you're always supposed to put on your talis and then your tefillin, that that's the order, and when there's an order, there's no din of ein mavir and ala mitzvahs. So therefore, if you're in a situation and you're taka embarrassed, and you don't, you really don't want to follow the Mishnah Berurah, even though you should, so I'm saying there's always an eitzah. The eitzah would be to decide that you're going to put everything on in 5 minutes, and meanwhile you'll say karbono, so you'll say tilim, or you'll do something, and when you put it down, you'll maneuver and make sure that when you pick it up again, you hit the talus first. So that's always an eitzah that you can do. Okay, let's learn Siv Beis quickly. Mishu Zorba Talis Koton, if you always wear a Talis Koton, which we all do, you'll be shana put it on first, and then V'yonich Tfilin Beiso, put on Tfilin, V'yelich Lovish B'tzitzis U'muchter B'tfilin Beis HaKnesses. The Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, is telling us the Zohar, that says it's very choshev to walk into shul with Talis and Tfilin already. He's going with that, that that's already a given, that that's what you should do. So the Mechaber says it's enough your Talis Koton, and you fill it, walk into shul, and then you'll put on your talis gadol. Shom yisatek b'talis gadol. So they put on, you'll see many people putting on the talis and tefillin in the chotzer beis haknesses, and then walking into the shul. Many people are makbid to do this. It's a Kabbalistic thing, it's Kabbalah, but the Mechaber says to do it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Beis Hakadoshiyetzim, he Pesach Beis, so you should walk out of your house with tzitzis of a tefillin. Why can't you drive in tefillin? People used to wear tefillin the whole day. Tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin is to wear tefillin the whole day. We don't do it because it's hard to focus a whole day. But nothing wrong with driving the tefillin. V'chmoshevi ha-beis yosef v'darki moshev b'shem ha-zohar ayin shom shu inyan gadol v'myodei ha-shevach derech v'mulus ha-metunafos. If you'll have to work through dirty places with shmutz, oshem etzuyen nachrim v'rechov, there's goyim around and he just can't do it, at least yanicha v'chatzah beis ha-knesses, put on the tefillin and talis outside the shul and then walk in. Then the efshar, if that's not possible, yanicha v'beis will put it on at home and cover them up, bakovo biyodo. Baimachronim shakos v'mashkin kodim or ayboker, if you wake up to learn, and it's not the time of talis and tefillin yet, ubolo beis haknesses, lo shayach hazoras hazoya, the dayan leimotin zman chiyuv, it's not the time of the chiyuv yet. Ubikovokom kshayetz yor ayom, when it becomes light, and you're gonna daven, go outside to the chotzer beis haknesses, v'yulbashem shom, I don't even know. I should have looked at the plans of the new shul upstairs. Is there a place outside the shul where people will be able to put on their talis and tefillin? Where is Benji? Where? There, in the new shul. You know the plans? Yeah. Do you know the plan? I don't. Is there a place outside the shul where you'll be able to put on talis and tefillin and then walk into the shul? The people want to do that.
There'll
be an area.
Well, not Dafka for tefillin.
I know Dafka, but will there be a vestibule before the shul?
Yes.
Will there be something that you can put down your talis and tefillin? Wow. There should be lechaira.
Yeah.
Because many people want to do this halacha, and I wouldn't call it. I'll call it halacha. I'd say a mechuyev to do it. Many people want to do this. They want to walk into shul with the talis and tefillin. So we really should have something there. Maybe the bookcases of the sidurim could be there, and then on top of the bookcases, people could put down. In Be'er Shmuel in Yerushalayim right now, then there's many, many short bookcases, and that's what they use for people to put down the talis and tefillin. Yeah. Okay. Here we talk to have no area. The shom yisatei babu mishabat talis gadol liyod the koyin shniach tefillin and torch lasatei boi bebezo kibin shaydagel lelov shrikan. You're not putting it on here, so you don't have to put it on. According to the Mechaber, see, here's a good case. According to the Mechaber, it's enough to wear your tzitzis, your talis gadol, and your tefillin. Then you go to shul, put on your talis gadol. Hey, wait a second. We said the Talis Gadol comes first, we just said. Parent is, you're not holding by putting on the Talis Gadol now. If you're doing this system, so you're not putting on the Talis Gadol till later, so that's okay. That's what we just said. You make the bracha on the talus gadol, and you mechavet to part of the talus gadol. Okay, we'll stop here.